The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom, Yitochen with wealth. Shalom, Avroche. I'm sorry for yesterday. Got distracted right before Chasana, but I wasn't the right thing to do to get distracted. The Baruch Hashem today, we're on time. And Baruch Hashem, and by Kivrei Olus, and Imoyes. So we'll say over some things we were talking about. Bitachon and wealth. And the biggest mistake people have with wealth is that they have more than enough money, but they think they need it for their sustenance. Have people that could have millions of dollars and they think they need it for their children and grandchildren, great grandchildren. I'd say Philadelphia's. They don't use it properly. We have Yaakov Avinu, when he left, he said, Hashem should give me beged lilbosh to lechem lechem. That's all he wanted. He only just wanted beged lilbosh, garment and bread to eat, nothing more than that. And the Maral says on that he exactly wanted those things. He wanted things that everything we get is matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't happen by us. And what we wear is closer to our body, and what we eat is closer to our body. That was his interest in that. The matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be things that are Amish in his body and surrounding him. Houses and everything else, less important. He wants to feel that hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his body. That's the way tzaddik lives. When he's eating something, he feels a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming into his body. When he puts on a garment, he feels that he's wrapped in a garment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. When you have that type of feeling, nothing's lacking. What an exalted person I am. Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He personally gave me his food. He personally gave me this garment. Once I have that, I don't need anything more. Because Zari was asked also, why are you making brachas? He says, we appreciate the food when we make a bracha. We just eat an apple or a piece of bread. It's a big deal. When you're the bracha and you realize that Hashem created these things special for me, that's something else. If you go to someone buy an apple, it's nothing big. If you get a shipment of an apple in a box where it has a signet of the king in it, it is a special gift from the king to you. That apple, every drop of it,
Kol HaLashon.
You feel so special that you're honored by the king, that he gave you a personal gift. And this is the way we're supposed to go through life. Paying attention to every single thing we have is a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what kept Yaakov Avinu happy, truly desired. We see at the end that if a person goes without Malach, so Hashem ended up deciding that Yaakov Avinu is one of the wealthiest people in the world. Everything that Lavan had eventually came over to him. But he wasn't looking for it. He wasn't interested in it. It was just basic needs of himself and his family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, you appreciate me so much, I'll take care of you even 1,000 times more than you're asking for. And that's the secret to success in life, to appreciate what we have. Not to run after the millions and the billions and be frustrated whole life. Why don't I have what I want? Because a person goes like that, he's basically telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything you give me is worthless. And that's the worst thing a person could do. The best thing we could do is stand. And what I have, whether it be a simple thing, basic food instead of fancy food, a basic house or apartment, or not even apartment, just renting apartment, whatever I have, but I have a roof over my head, that's all the Abba Shemaya that Hashem set up for me. And that's something to be excited about and happy with. And we have that type of mahalach, that no matter what happens in life, we're always happy. And we'll go back to Sara Yimeinu, the famous Rashi that says, that when she was 100, she was pure from Chet, like Bas Esrim. Bas Esrim, like Bas Sheva. It says Bas Esrim, like Bas Sheva, to beauty. So everybody asks, what's the big deal? That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. But the Torah has to make a fuss about it. So what I think the pshat is a seven-year-old has a... It could be a 20-year-old in some ways looks more pretty than a seven-year-old. But there's something that a seven-year-old has that as it goes older, sometimes goes away. The pureness, the pure happiness, no responsibilities, and just a shine on the face. Very often by the time you get to 20 years old, so there's already frustrations and tension, and the face is not so smooth and not so shining. I saw her, she appreciated so much everything she had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She went to so many tzoros, but she always focused on the good. Her whole life she had that shine on her face. We should be zeicher. She always had that shine on her face, always appreciated what we had. And then in Yetz Hashem, Hashem would give us not only a basic, much more than that.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.